Okay. Well, if you say how much would you the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time, what would that be called?
About a bushel.
Okay. Would you just call it a bushel, or would you call it something else?
Bushel of corn.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a something like a turn of corn?
Yes, I'm gonna call it. I've got to take a turn of corn today.
Okay. And how about the amount of wood you could carry in both arms if you're gonna put in the in the stove, you know, the amount you could carry, you'd say that's a lot.
Armful of wood?
Sure, that's just right. And if a man had is in a wagon, would you ever use turn for a meal, for flour as well as corn?
Use what?
Use the term turn, you know. Would you ever use the word turn for a turn of, meal, flour, wheat?
A turn of meal, but flour, we never did have any wheat. We never had ground things like that.
I see. But you would talk about a turn of flour, though. That
was. Go get a bag of flour.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about the lighting in the place where
The
lighting, you know. What did you do about lighting when you were? You didn't have electricity, did you?
No.
Then, what did you have?
We had lamps.
Okay, what?
Old lamps. We'd put oil in, a kerosene, called it lamp oil back then.
Did you ever have to make a lamp just out of maybe using a rag and a can or something?
Yeah, many a time when we'd be out of oil.
Uh-huh. What did you call that kind of a lamp? Did you have any special name for it?
Torch. We'd make a torch, you know, and stick it up in the chimney.
Uh-huh.
Out there, and the smoke would go up the chimney, you know, and that'd make a light back for the house.
I see.
We've done that many a time.
I see.
When
it's
out of oil.
Uh-huh. But now they just use they have electricity, and you have electricity, and you have to screw. What's this? What would you call this right here?
I call it a light bulb.
Okay. Now, see, that's just a matter of pronunciation. I didn't mean that's not anything.
Yeah.
It's not a strange something strange. What would you call something smaller than a barrel? Just about this big. It's like nails would come in.
Keg.
Yeah.
Nail keg.
Yeah. And when you hang your clothes up in the backyard, you have to carry them out in a
clothes basket.
Mm-hmm. And the things around the barrel that keep the staves in place?
Ribs. You mean it keeps a...
Yeah. It goes all the way around the barrel.
Oh, well, around the barrel you mean.
Yeah.
Hoops.
Uh-huh. And the thing you put in the top of a bottle after it's been opened once, you know, and you have to put it to reseal it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a bottle of ginger ale or something, or some kind of
cap.
Yeah, a cap, or would you ever call it a cork?
Lid or cork, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, a cork, they go down in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that wouldn't, now a cork wouldn't have to be made, would it have to be made of cork to be called a cork, or...
Yeah, I guess it would, because the others call the lid.
Okay.
Cap.
Okay. And now this is a musical instrument about this long they used to blow in.
French horn.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call anything else?
No, just a French horn.
And the kind you hold between your teeth and twang?
Yeah, that's a... juice horn.
Uh-huh. And the part of the wagon that goes up between the two horses?
Tongue.
And the part that, on a buggy that go up on either side of the...
Shaves.
And the part that the horses actually pull on. It's, in the back. Back, front part. It's the front part of the wagon, and the horses actually pull on that.
Stringle trees.
All right. How do you pronounce that now?
Stringle trees.
Okay. Swingle?
We all guys call them shringle trees.
Shringle?
Uh-huh.
Shringle.
Shringle trees.
Shringle trees, okay. And then they... If, no, that would be a single one, wouldn't it?